Now, time is getting on. We've covered quite a lot of ground tonight. We've been studying, of course, perfect emotion. We've been concerned all this time with perfect emotion. And we've seen that perfect emotion, the second step, the second stage or second aspect of the path, the Noble Eightfold Path, represents the transformation by perfect vision, by our insight into experience of the true nature of things, transformation of our whole emotional and volitional nature and attitude. And we saw that this perfect emotion has got two aspects, a positive one and a negative one. The negative one consisting of freedom from craving, freedom from hatred, freedom from cruelty, and the positive one consisting in the very positive emotions of generosity, the impulse to give, love, compassion, joy, peace, and finally faith and devotion. As our vision, as our perfect vision soaks and penetrates, as it were, into our emotional nature, these are the fruits which will gradually, one by one, come forth. Now, one last word before we close. Most of the positive emotions, which I've just mentioned, are what are also called social emotions. In other words, they're emotions which refer to other people. Emotions which arise in the course of our relationships, with our intercourse with other people. We don't just feel them alone. They spring up, as it were, between us and other people. Spring up, as it were, in the group. So these emotions, love, compassion, joy, and so on, these are much more easily cultivated in the group. If we just stay on our own, if we just sit at home trying to be all loving and compassionate and joyous, it won't be so easy. It's much more easy doing it in the group when you've got other people around you, at least sometimes with friendly and happy faces. And this is one of the reasons why we have in Buddhism a spiritual community, a spiritual group, if you like. Otherwise, you might just as well stay at home reading Miss Horner's or Dr. Conger's excellent translations of the scriptures and never see one another's faces. But it isn't like that. It isn't as easy as that. We can't really develop these social emotions, these positive emotions, this perfect emotion by ourselves. I don't say it's impossible, but for 99.9% of people, it is practically impossible. So this is why, as I say, we have a spiritual community, a sangha, an order, because it makes the transformation of our emotional nature so much easier. And unless we transform that emotional nature, as I said earlier, there is for us, at least for most of us, no spiritual life at all. And this is why it's so important that in the group, in the community, in the sangha, when we have one, we cultivate all the time the right spirit. As a spiritual community, we must say it is not a spiritual community unless people are actually developing in it and finding it easier to develop in it these positive emotions of love, compassion, generosity, peace, faith, devotion. It's for the sake of the development of such emotions, the transformation of our emotional nature, that we have this spiritual community. And if the spiritual community doesn't function in this way, then it's better not to have a group or a community at all. Now, it's time, I think, that we showed our group spirit in the form of more light refreshments. So I think I'd better close here for today.